want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining us tonight is our very special guest, author Jim Mars, and among other things, he's hosting his own show now on the Rents Network from 3 to 4 p.m. every Monday and Wednesday, and that time is central. And Jim, as we went into the break, you left us with quite a cliffhanger.
Excuse me. Yeah. Already we've seen several TV documentaries, and I assure you that the year after next, 2013, which would mark the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, you're going to see a slew of documentaries, very slickly done, and some of them, at least, will include computer simulation, because, you know, computers have kind of taken the place of the newspaper. There was a time when if something was printed in the newspapers, it had to be true, but, of course, that time's passed, and we all understand that doesn't work. But now computers have taken that position. If you see something that's done by computer, well, it's got to be right. Except, you know, we all know garbage in, garbage out. So when you see these computer simulations attempting to prove to you that one man, Lee Harvey Oswald, can use an old bad World War II rifle, get off three shots in 6 seconds, hit two out of three at a target 220 feet away, moving downhill laterally away from him with a tree intervening in the line of sight. I want you to remember this. No computer simulation can possibly be correct unless it's based on absolutely correct survey data of Dealey Plaza, meaning distances, elevations, heights, you know, everything. Okay. On the Monday following the Friday assassination, the Dallas County Surveyor, Bob West, and his associate, Chester Brenneman, were hired by Life Magazine to do the survey work in Dealey Plaza. And I have spoken to both those men, and they told me unequivocally that at that point, everybody working with them agreed that one man could not have done this shooting. Later in the spring of 1964, Bob West and Chester Brenneman again were hired by the Warren Commission to survey Dealey Plaza. And Chester Brenneman was kind enough to let me copy their original plat map of Dealey Plaza. And both these men, West and Brenneman, told me that the Warren Commission altered their numbers. And they did, and I could prove it because I have their original plat map based on individual Zapruder film frames, and the Warren Commission changed them, okay? So what I'm telling you is when you see these documentaries and they're based on these computer simulations, which, as far as I know, are all based on the elevations, distances, trajectories that was presented to the public by the Warren Commission, then they're wrong. Because the Warren Commission altered their numbers.
Well, they did so many witness statements as well, too, as well as the FBI confiscating photographs or cameras, I should say, and not returning them or developing the films.
See, that was never pointed out, was it, Dave, on this recent thing that they put out about the magic bullet or the missing bullet, I guess that was the name of it. They never quite pointed out that, and I know this because I lived through it right here in the Dallas area. Immediately after the assassination, the TV stations, radio stations, and in the newspapers were putting out calls for people to turn in their films and photographs of the assassination. And of course, most people, being good patriotic Americans, said sure, and they never got them back.
Never got him back. But Jim, we come back. I've got one concluding question, and we're going to move on to other topics. Stay tuned. More with Jim Mars and Andy DeRiso on the other side of this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, I'm happy to say that I've made it through an hour with Jim Mars and haven't been shot at. So I'm thankful for small favors. Longtime listeners remember back in July of 2009, my home was shot at by two men shooting 8 shots, and there were 2 eyewitnesses. And with the grace of God, my good luck will continue. Anyway, back to Jim Mars. Jim, my dad thought that the MOs and the motives of the groups that killed John Kennedy also killed Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, I totally and absolutely agree with your father. I think there's no question about it. I mean, does everyone think it was just a coincidence that Robert Kennedy was killed the very night that he got the California Democratic nomination, which pretty much cinched him for the national nomination, which means they would have had another Kennedy in the White House? And in fact, Robert Kennedy told some students out in California just a few days before he himself was assassinated that he really couldn't do anything about the death of his brother until he had the power of the presidency, which tells me that he understood what I and you and Annie understand, which is you had to have some kind of control over the FBI, the Secret Service, the CIA, the Pentagon, the anti-Castro Cubans. You had to have that because that's where the power was. And, of course, that just perpetuated the whole situation. Same thing for Dr. Martin Luther King. As long as he stuck to agitating for race relations, I'm sure J. Edgar Hoover didn't like that. In fact, he spied on him and kept all kinds of files on him, tried to drag up every bit of dirt he could. But I think that that might not necessarily have prompted an assassination. But when Dr. Martin Luther King began to turn against the war in Vietnam, and
yes.
thereby proposing a million-man march on Washington against the war, then that put him at loggerheads again with military-industrial intelligence establishment, and so they took him out too. And, I mean, once you've killed the President of the United States and you've gotten away with it, you know, who's safe?
It's all downhill from there.
It's downhill after that. I mean, well, that's easy enough. And they're still doing it.
One of the things that my father also pointed out to me that has stayed with me, and it really shook me to the core, he pointed out to me that the M.O.s were the same in all three assassinations, a lone nut assassin acting alone who had a diary. So what are the odds of the three major assassinations in the 20th century in American history all having the same M.O.?
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, you can't argue with success. When it works the first time, you just keep doing it. And, again, we see in all three of them controversy, confusion, you know, obfuscation, so that the average guy, you know, he's trying to figure out this, but somebody claims this, somebody else claims the opposite, and maybe this, maybe that, and these people say this, and those people say that. And his mass corporate media tells him one thing, but his common sense tells him another. And finally, you know, most people just kind of throw up their hands and go, oh, man, I don't want to hear about that anymore. And that has led to what a lot of people in this country have said, that we have become apathetic. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't know if you do or not, Dave. I don't think it's apathy. I think just people have been beaten down. The people they elect, the people they look to for leadership, have lied to them so often that, I saw one of the latest polls show the approval rating of Congress is somewhere around 12%. Okay, so, I mean, they lose faith and they lose confidence, and they know they're not getting the straight story, but they don't know who to believe, so they just kind of shut down. I don't think that's true apathy.
I think we've been dumbed down a lot. I think we're mesmerized to some extent by the mainstream media. I don't mean the listeners to RBN, but I'm talking about the general population.
Right.
They think that Wolf Blitzer is actually telling them the truth instead of giving them the corporate Wall Street line. But
okay,
Dave,
I don't want to contradict you, because what you said is probably true, but I just have to throw in here that the vast bulk of the population is not even listening to Wolf Blitzer anyway. Okay, they're watching sports, and they're watching Survival Island and American Idol, and, you know, what I love,
yeah,
the reality shows, okay, trying to survive somewhere, you know, as if there's not a whole camera crew and a catering service, you know, behind the bushes. It's nuts, but it's easier to buy into
You're
that.
Right, Roman Gladiator
games. And turn it off, yeah, than to try to stop and think.
We're distracted, but we do have a pseudo-intellectual elite in this country that switch back and forth between Fox News and CNN, and they think they're informed, not realizing the same Wall Street corporations and the Federal Reserve folks own those stations, those
they
networks that they watch,
yeah,
and they just give them the same message, but just in a different flavor.
That's true. That's true. It's all the same message. I know maybe 15 years ago, I was becoming very concerned because every major media in this country had come under the control of about a dozen corporations. Well, today it's down to five multinational corporations owned and controlled by the self-styled globalists, control everything we see and hear. And I'm not just talking about news departments. I'm talking about magazines, film, movies, TV, satellite, networks, books, book publishing, book clubs, billboards, magazines, you name it, music, they control it all, five corporations. So, and then Project Censored did a study here a couple of years ago that shows these five corporations have interlocking directorships. So you're not even talking about actually five separate corporations. You're talking about a handful of people who control the five corporations that control everything we see and hear. That's why trying to bring the truth to people is an uphill fight, because no matter what kind of evidence you have, no matter what kind of proof you have, you're up against probably the greatest propaganda machine that's ever existed in history.
unquestionably. Jim, what's your take on Senate Bill 1867?
Is this the Defense Authorization Bill?
Yes.
Well, okay, I was going to ask you guys a question because I've been out of town visiting some relatives over my birthday here, and so I have not kept up with the absolute latest. Did I understand that Rand Paul helped defeat the amendment that was going to say that we're all going to become combatants in the new battlefield, which includes the United States, or is that still on the plate?
That's my understanding, but I think it's subject to interpretation. The accounts come out of the mainstream media. That's why I'm hesitating.
Right, right. And besides that, even if they did get this amendment defeated, then they'll slip it in again at some point, again, behind closed doors, you know, without the public having any input. But the import of that is just, it drives me absolutely nuts. I mean, if they say, okay, America is now the battlefield because the war on terror is, international and blah, blah, blah. First off, they need to go back and start thinking and use their own head. Without going into the atrocities of the TSA, I simply ask you, how many terrorists have the TSA caught? And the answer is
zero.
None, zero, zip,
zero.
Nada,
yeah,
nine,
exactly.
Niche, nothing. Okay, none.
We're good at goosing granny, and that's about it.
That's it, okay? And then you go back to the Patriot Act. How many times has that been used against a real terrorist? Oh, maybe a dozen times. How many has it been used against drug offenders? You know, several hundred times. And they said when they passed that this was not intended to go after, you know, common criminals or whatever. This whole thing is the biggest ripoff ever. And if you don't believe me, then simply ask this question. If we are truly have to be concerned about an international terrorist band that is so, you know, well organized and so well funded and so well equipped with weapons and stuff that they can pull off something of the magnitude of the attacks of 9/11. And they're trying to slip weapons into our country. Okay. How come to this very moment, nothing of any real significance has been done to secure our borders? You know, Dave, I'll tell you, I think this is where the New World Order guys kind of tripped up, okay? Because on the one hand, they want to make us constantly afraid of this Al-Qaeda or whoever, these terrorists that are trying to slip weapons of mass destruction into our country. And yet, on the other hand, they want unrestricted illegal immigration so they can just, you know, divide and conquer, just split this country into fragments. And then they will bring order out of chaos. But you can't have it both ways, okay? So if there truly is these terrorists, then we need to secure the border. But it's not being done. So, therefore, it must be a fake.
Makes a good excuse for a false flag.
Yeah.
It opens the door for a false flag. Oh, well, they came across the border.
Yeah, of course. Well, okay, then why don't we secure the border? But we're not.
Well,
we are with
yet,
Canada.
Why are we, and I mean we being the Justice Department, under the authorization of Holder, and certainly Obama had to have known, sending guns to the Sinaloa cartel?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is, without going into a whole different topic, this is kind of like the massacre of those people in their church down in Waco, Texas, okay? It started off, it was just going to be a public relations move by the BATF. That's why they took a camera crew, a news crew along with them, see? Because they knew here were some religious fanatics. And they had a lot of guns because one of the ways they made their money was buy old guns, recondition them, and then go sell them to make a profit, okay? So they knew they had a lot of guns. And so they're going to lay them all out. They didn't realize these people were actually going to defend themselves. And it's the same thing here. They were going
to
try to
demonize. Jim, we're against the break. We come back. We're going to finish your thoughts on Waco and then jump into where we're at with World War III. Stay tuned, everybody.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Was talking about the Waco people defending themselves as we went into the break. So, Jim, please go ahead and finish that thought.
Well, I didn't really, you know, we're not here to really get into that, but I will add everything because we've already talked about how Kenny's brain's missing. Well, the front door of the Branch Davidian home would have been valuable forensic evidence to show how many shots were fired, how many came from inside, how many came from outside, could probably establish on who shot first. And you have to recall that and know that under our legal system, you have the right to defend yourself and defend your life, even if it's against a law enforcement officer in his official duty. However, if the law enforcement officer knocks on your door and says, you know, I have a warrant for you, please open the door, and you start shooting at him, then you're guilty of shooting a police officer, and it's a whole different ballgame. So it's very critical to know who shot first, and the door would have been the forensic evidence to determine that. Well, the door was taken in custody by the Department of Public Safety here in Texas, and then turned over to the FBI, and now they say, oh, gee, we lost it. We don't have that anymore.
It sounds just like Kennedy all over again.
Kennedy all over again. It's amazing. And so, I don't know, it just, it really, it makes for a real puzzling question about, you know, if the government's wrong, you know, does that make you right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, Jim, one of the things that's real troubling to me, and I'll tell you how I'm responding, I'm taking my money out of Bank of America. We've taken our money out of Wells Fargo. We're going to the credit unions. We're trying to avoid shopping in the chain stores as much as possible because after what happened to MF Global and the theft of $3 billion minimum, and they don't even know where the money went from 50,000 American investors, that means that our pensions, our 401ks, and our bank accounts are not safe from being stolen by these gangster banksters.
Well, if I'd taken all your money under the guise of protecting it, investing it, I'm going to make you a lot of money, and then ended up passing it off to foreign people, I'd be thrown in jail, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Well, exception of Bernie Madoff, who unfortunately was ripping off rich people, who's gone to jail? Nobody.
Well, John Corzine should be.
Exactly.
He Bernie made off with all the money. I mean, they sent it offshore, a good portion of it now we know, and it's in the mainstream media. And no one's doing a darn thing about it.
I know.
Gary the Gangster Gensler, who's supposed to be the federal overseer of these kind of investment accounts, ex-Goldman Sachs, Corzine ex-Goldman Sachs, one hand washes the other, and there's not even an investigation.
Well, and I'll tell you what bothers me even worse than that, because, I mean, thieves and gangsters, you know, that's what they do. But what's wrong with the public of the United States? We just sit back, what, we take it? We say, well, here, let's pony up some more money for you to steal. I mean, you know, are we nuts or what?
No, Jim, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's our apathy. And I think it's a litmus test.
I think
the boys on Wall Street are testing the public with the MF Global situation, which is a front company for Goldman Sachs. They're testing us to see how we're going to respond before they go after everything else.
That's right. Well, the way to do it, and I like what you're saying, is put your money in a local credit union or a local state-owned bank, there's still a few of them around, and just get your money out of those guys because all they're going to do is rip you off. It's absolutely incredible. And then...
Jim.
Go ahead.
The state-owned banks are smaller banks. Wouldn't they go first?
Not necessarily, not if they're solvent. You know, it's those big banks that have leveraged themselves out of the market. You know, they've taken, and it's like Dave said, one hand washes the other. You go back to the Clinton administration, and they were talking about, you know, let's give everybody a shot at the American dream. So they more or less strong-armed the banks and the mortgage companies into giving mortgages to people who were not qualified. You know, I know anytime I've ever tried to go borrow money, they want to know, well, if you got money, if you got property, you got something to back it up, because, you know, And this time it's like, well, no, I don't have a job right now, but no, I can't really pay for that. But, you know, that's okay. That's all right. We got government support, and we'll go ahead and make you these loans. So they had all these bad loans, okay? So then what they do, then they bundle them together, and then they add in a couple of good loans, and then they sell the whole thing as a derivative as if it's a grade-A investment. And they just kept that little Ponzi scheme ballooning up until the bubble finally burst. And now they're going, well, let's try it again. It's time.
Jim, the bubble has burst to the point where the FDIC and the Federal Reserve have guaranteed B of A $79 trillion. That's with a T.
Yeah.
$1 trillion of derivative investment. There's not $79 trillion in this country.
No.
And my fear is when B of A defaults, and mark my words, they will, their creditors will own the infrastructure of this country.
And that's what they're after. That's exactly what they're after. That they're banksters are getting us on the one hand, and then the government through the agriculture department and through the forestry department, they're seizing more and more land. Where is it ever written that the government's supposed to own the property of this country?
It's not. Lenin and Stalin said something about that. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about World War III and open it up for your call so you can talk to Jim Mars. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
There is a season, turn, and their time to every purpose under heaven. A time to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Just a reminder that we still have our archives available for only $1.33 a month. And it's so easy to subscribe. Simply call 1-800-724-2719. And don't forget about our bumper stickers. While you help us spread the word of freedom, just $10 for 100 stickers, and we'll pay the shipping. And we'll also send you a copy of that classic, produced by Aaron Russo, From Freedom to Fascism. Again, the number to call to take advantage of these two great opportunities, 1-800-724-2719. We're going to open it up for your calls during this half hour after I talk to Jim about the impending World War III and get his take on that. And the number to call to be a part of the show is 1-800-313-9443. Well, Jim, what about it? What do you think about World War III? Are the chess pieces in place?
They're putting us into position. And, of course, we're being all the build-ups there. Of course, they've been trying this all the way back through the Bush administration, trying to demonize Iran and, you know, come up with some reason to attack that country, which bothers me a great deal because I just got through hearing that speech by President John F. Kennedy where he said, America is not a country that starts wars. And that was the America I grew up in, and I always was proud of the fact that we didn't start wars. We ended them. But, hey, folks, today we're starting them. And in hindsight, usually based on bogus information. So I think we need to be very careful about what we're doing, and particularly since they're trying to demonize Iran, and yet Iran has partnered up pretty strongly with Russia and with China. So if it gets out of hand, we're looking at World War III again, and that's not going to be any good for anybody. But I think the thing that really bothers me is that the argument that they're giving us about Iran, which is half a world away, as far as I know, no Iranians ever think anything to me except maybe shortchange me at a 7-Eleven or something. you know, so what? What's the big deal? Well, oh, we are told that they might be going to perhaps build a nuclear weapon, one nuclear bomb. Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Israel has about 600 nuclear bombs. We don't seem to be worried about them. Why are we worried about, and yet Israel is not necessarily our friend. In the summer of 2002, we kicked 200 art students out of the United States because it turned out they were an Israeli spy ring. And that's not the first time. Pollard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, they have spied on us. They have shot up the USS Liberty. They have attacked us. They've done all kinds of things. But, hey, we can't say anything about that, can we? That's just a whole different thing. Well, excuse me, they're both Middle East countries. One has 600 nuclear weapons, and one, is we're told, is trying to build one, and even that's not confirmed. So what? We're going to start a war over that? I think we need to calm down and start remembering that we've been snookered too many times in the past, and I think we need to pay closer attention to what's going on. You can't listen to the corporate mass media, and you can't listen to the politicians. I mean, you know, if they're talking, they're lying, unfortunately. And
their lips are moving, they're lying. You know, Jim, you look at this, it reminds me of the weapons of mass destruction argument alluded to Saddam Hussein. I mean, and so what if they have 1 or 10 nuclear weapons? They would be a parking lot if they ever used one of them.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we've got so many nuclear weapons in this country that we're decommissioning them, some of our older ones, and we got so many left over that we probably don't even have legitimate targets for them. Anybody that tried to drop a nuke on us, you know, and so the only thing we have to worry about is terrorism. The only problem is, if you go look carefully and peel the layers back, you find that the terrorists all seem to be coming out of Washington, D.C.
Well, according to Washington, D.C., Jim, you and I are the terrorists. If you're a libertarian, support the Constitution Party, want to vote for Ron Paul, want the politicians to follow the Constitution, these are all the attributes of domestic terrorists, according to the MEAC report.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And when did that get turned around? Okay? It used to be that being a patriot was considered a good thing, and that somebody who stood up for the Constitution, that was a good thing.
And now they want us to call the Federal Fusion Threat Centers and turn on our neighbors for supporting Ron Paul.
Exactly.
Go to Walmart, find a manager.
Yeah.
Report your neighbor.
I
agree. I get so incensed when I hear this.
I was staying in a Hilton hotel last night, and I turned on the television before I could even find out what was on or see what their movie list was. I get a message that apparently is piped through all the major hotels. If you see something, say something. All right? And you know what? That got me to thinking and went back and checked. And sure enough, you know, that's a line out of Starship Troopers.
Is it really?
It is. Go back and see Starship Troopers. Now, several years ago and fighting the bugs on some foreign planet. But there was a right-wing, hawkish military dictatorship that was running the world, and it'd be a good citizen. If you see something, say something. So they've taken a line out of an Orwellian futuristic satire, and they're actually using it. They're popping it into shopping centers and hotels, and boy, if you see something, say something. It's
and Walmart with the telestrators and good old Big Sis there. You know what? I see something. Maybe I should call the Federal Fusion Threat Center. I see slave labor supporting the products and the profit margin at Walmart. Maybe I should report that.
No, don't do that, Dave. They'll start a file on you. Or actually, they've already
got a file on you.
Yeah,
come on, I'm RBN.
They'll add more documents. I'm
persona non grata because of what I do here. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. And let's go out to the lines and welcome Barry from California. Hi, Barry. You're on the Common Sense Show with Jim Mars and Andy DeRiso.
Hi, everybody. I came across a site. I don't know if you've ever heard of Edward Henry. H-E-N-D-R-I-E. He has a site called AntichristConspiracy.com. And when you go to the main page and you click on the pictures, he's got pictures of different people in history, and politics and stuff. And he's got a set of pictures of Oswald standing in the front door of the book depository as Kennedy's driving by going down the road where he's going to get shot. And they said, oh, no, that was Billy Lovelady. But the only problem with that, it says, is that he was sitting on the steps eating his lunch because he worked there at that building, and there was no way that he could see what was going on. He said he heard shots. So I was just wondering if you've heard about or you've seen the picture. It's in his website, and it was taken by
James Algin.
Algin?
Algin. Yes,
A-L-C-G-E-N?
Uh-huh. He was
Are you familiar with that picture?
Absolutely. I'm very familiar with that whole issue. And let me tell you this. I spent a lot of time with Marguerite Oswald, Lee's mother, and she constantly pointed that picture. She said, that's my son standing in the doorway. And as you, of course, as you say, the government has tried to say, oh, no, no, that was Billy Lovelady. Well, Lovelady, by his own account, said he was sitting on the steps, as you said. He also was wearing a broad checked plaid shirt with big check, big stripes on it. And that is not what we see the guy in the doorway. He's wearing just a model shirt open to the navel with a white T-shirt on underneath, which is exactly what Oswald was wearing when they arrested him. So, you know, of course, you can't prove anything from a vague figure in the background of a photograph, but I strongly suspect that that may well have been Lee Oswald, because the Dallas police, when they asked him, where were you at the time of the shooting, he said he was in the downstairs lunchroom, which is just a half flight of stairs from the front door of the scuba depository. And by the way, they said, well, was anybody in there with you? And he said, yeah, there was some guy named Junior and another short dark guy. He called them colored men at the time. And sure enough, Junior Jarman and another fella who was short, they were in there eating their lunch just moments before the shooting started. And my question is, how could Oswald have correctly identified and described these two men in the downstairs lunchroom unless he had been there to see them?
Interesting. Also, one more thing. I'll make it quick. He also has a video of Clinton when he was at Ron Brown's funeral,
uh-huh.
The one that died in the plane crash.
Uh-huh.
When he comes out of the car, he's smiling, and then when he noticed that there's cameras on him, he starts crying. He, you know, and it looks like fake tears. And you just have to look at it. I mean, just laugh. I mean,
well,
oh, my God.
I'll give you one just about like that. When they held the big memorial service for 9/11, just 2-3 days after the attack, and the camera panned in on George W. Bush, who was sitting there looking quite solemn, and he glances, I saw this personally, he glances around, he sees the camera aimed at him, and he cracks a great big smile and strikes a pose like, oh, here I am, and then it's like, oops, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be sorrowful, and so he turned back and went back into his mournful look.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
These clowns are phonies.
They're all phonies. They're totally phonies. And everything you think you know about a national politician, particularly the higher they are, is a carefully constructed legend, as the intelligence community calls it. It's a phony persona that's been crafted by public relations teams, okay? All you have to do is go back and think about the Reagan administration. We were told what a great family man, what a churchgoer, what a good Christian he was. And then after he's out of office and the truth starts coming out, we find out his whole family's dysfunctional and they weren't even speaking to each other. He didn't go to church, and Nancy was consulting astrologers to find out what to do. So, see, usually what we think we know about national politicians is sometimes the diametric opposite.
Jim, do you think that's true about Ron Paul?
Can I add one more thing about that? Michael Reagan, the talk host, his adopted son, someone talked bad about him, and he threatened that person, and he had to later apologize. Otherwise, that person was going to take him to court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens too. Dave, you had a question.
And I lost it.
Was it about Ron Paul? Something about Ron Paul?
Yeah, Ron Paul. Do you think his persona is crafted?
Well, you know, here's the problem with Ron Paul. Okay, he is not shouting and screaming, and he's not claiming to have the absolute answer, you know, to every little problem, and he's not claiming to, you know, getting his messages straight from God. He just does not have all that much charisma. In fact, he comes across like an old country doctor, you know. Oh, wait a minute. That's what he is. He's an old country doctor. Maybe that's who we need in charge instead of some professional politician who's up there saying anything to get elected and then following in the New World Order orders.
Okay.
In fact, let me add this.
You know, I'll tell you, Jim, that just it's so disheartening to hear that, but I can't disagree with the lack of persona. But he's the only one who comes close to saying anything that I remotely agree with.
Yeah, he's the only one speaking the truth. And here's the thing that gets me, Dave. If everyone who I hear say, well, I really like what Ron Paul says, but he's not electable. He's just a fringe candidate, so I can't vote for him. If they would actually vote for him, he might get elected. And then I want to just shake him and say, where'd you get that idea? Why do you think he's a fringe candidate? He's gotten more campaign contributions than all those other Republican wannabes combined, and he is supported by more than any of them by individual members of the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force. Doesn't that tell you that maybe he knows what's going on and that maybe we should listen to him? Why do you think he's a fringe candidate? Why do you think he's unelectable? Because the corporate media tells you that, and it hammers it into your head. Well, hey, you know, tell him to take a hike.
He knows a lot more than we think. He just can't say it.
I think that's another problem with Ron Paul is he does know things and he does know what we need to be doing. But if he says them, they'll crucify him. Okay, so he has to walk a real tightrope.
But okay, hey, thanks for your call, and we're going to move along. And Jim, very quickly here before we go into the break, what do you see immediately lying ahead for America? If you were to write a scenario based on what's happening now, how do you think this is going to play out in the near future?
Well, I've said this for several years now. We're in a foot race here, and we're rapidly approaching the crossroads, okay? And one of two things is going to happen. Either the sleeping zombies are going to just continue to stumble around listening to the corporate mass media, arguing with each other over whether we need a conservative or a liberal or a Democrat or a Republican, when that these power brokers control them both. It's a joke, and it's a distraction, and it's just to keep the zombies, you know, looking the other way. And we're going to move right into a total police state where the TSA will be on the highways stopping everybody. Oh, your inspection sticker's out. Get out of the car. Hands up against the car. There's a cigarette butt here. You know, cigarettes are now against the law. And we found traces of a drug. There's an empty beer can in the trunk. You're all under arrest. We're going to have that kind of thing going on. Plus the constant surveillance with drones flying over the cities, taking pictures and, you know, facial recognition, looking for everybody. Oh, you have an outstanding warrant because you had some parking tickets. So, you know, they'll mobilize the SWAT team and the police will be more and more mobilized and it'll be more and more of us against them. Okay. And we're going to go into a total Orwellian dictatorship where black is white and wrong is right. And you can't say anything because that's can't speak out against Big Brother, okay? Or we can start waking up and we can vote for somebody else, or at least vote the creeps in Washington out, every single one of them, okay? Even Ron Paul said he's willing to sit out a few terms, all right, if that's what it takes, just to clean house and to prove to them that we're in charge and that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. And then, so in other words, and then if we start bringing our power back to the local level, it's happening in Texas, it's happening in New Mexico, it's happening in Idaho. If we can just keep those big city, you know, pest holes off our backs, maybe we could regain a constitutional republic. And it can happen, but it's going to take all of us working, and you got to enlighten your fellow citizens.
Well, we're trying here on the Common Sense Show with your help. Hopefully we're reaching a few people tonight. Stay tuned, Jim. We'll be back with you after a word from these sponsors to put a cap on this interview.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Join us next week here on the Common Sense Show as we welcome Frosty Woolridge, and we'll find out the latest on the immigration crisis, what's really behind it, and what it means for all of us, as well as we'll explore some topics in the field of education. And joining us tonight has been Jim Mars, and Jim is the host of The View from Mars, which airs every Monday and Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Central on the Rents Network. I'm going to be a guest on Jim's show on Monday, December 26th, so you'll want to tune in to hear that. And, Jim, you've got a whole plethora of good books, Crossfire, which covers a lot of the things we talked about tonight with the Kennedy assassination. One that I really like is The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. So tell everyone how they can get a copy of so many of your great books.
Well, of course, you can go to my new renovated, updated website. Oddly enough, jimmars.com. That's Mars with two R's. And you can order my books there. Of course, you can get them from Amazon. And actually, you can get them at any bookstore. And if they don't have them right there on the shelf, just say, I want that book. And you'll get it in a day or two.
Okay, so that's Jim Mars with two R's.com. And any interesting guests you have coming up on your show you want to tell us about?
Well, let me see who we got coming up. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we're going to continue talking with Douglas Horn, the senior military analyst for the Assassination Records Review Board, and he will wake you up because he had the opportunity. For example, the autopsy of President Kennedy was took place at Bethesda Naval Hospital, so that puts it under military jurisdiction, and that's what Doug Horn had access to. He not only interviewed the people involved, but went over all the documentation and all the evidence, and he'll tell you what really went on.
It's interesting. After 48 years, who would have thought we still don't have many of the answers about the Kennedy assassination? It was quite a well-conceived and carried out crime.
That's right. From the highest levels. That's why we still don't have the truth. If this was a foreign plot, if Castro had done it, or if the Soviets had done it, or if just the anti-Castro Cubans had got together, and, you know, that would have all come out years ago. And the fact that it's still controversial, we don't know what's going on because it came from the very top of the American power structure, and I'm not talking about Congress.
Well, you know, what I really find interesting, Jim, and not to reopen this too much, but I remember reading that the Johnson Library released some files where Johnson had made notes saying he thought Castro did it, yet organizations like the History Channel insist on proving Oswald and Oswald alone did it.
Right. Well, the Castro did it. In fact, this is pretty interesting, actually. At Parkland Hospital, and again on Air Force One, Johnson was telling anyone who would listen that this was probably the start of a foreign plot, okay? And yet, to prove that he knew better, he left the military officer, codenamed Football, who carries the nuclear launch codes. He forgot about him, left him at Parkland Hospital. That proves to me he knew there was no foreign plot involved.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you've been a great resource of information, as always, and I'm really glad we did explore the Kennedy assassination because 'tis the time of the year, and I'm determined as long as I have a microphone and a pen and a computer that I won't let the public forget about John Kennedy. I make it my mission in every class I teach to try to enlighten people on the Kennedy assassination as much as I can. And your wealth of information on the other areas, the globalists are seeking to enslave us, and I'll look forward to being on your show and having you back on ours again.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too, Dave. And by the way, the reason we need to keep looking at the Kennedy assassination is because particularly if someone's just getting waked up and they just now are realizing that everything's not as it's been portrayed, the Kennedy assassination is the place to start.
Very well said, Jim. Thanks for joining us. We're out of time, folks. We got to run. Go out and have a great week. God bless. We'll see you next week with Frosty Woolridge.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Annie. Good night.
Good night.